thing we ever do. We gotta get out of this place.
Girl, there's a better life for me and you.
Little girl, you're so young and pretty, and one thing I know is true, you'll be dead before your time is due. Yes, you will.
See my daddy in bed at night, see his hair been turning gray, he's been working and slaving his life away. Yes, I know.
That song in about 172 years. Wow. Man. Hey, 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Boston, and of course worldwide online. If you're listening in online, get in touch. Let me know where you are. I'd love to hear from you. My name is Sean. The show is called Roots and Resurgence, an exploration of the past, present, and future, because I can see into the future of rock and roll. I can't see into the future, but I'd love to someday. Or I'd like to be there in the future. Is that... I have a DJ spawn of Sean over here laughing at me. You'll hear from her a little bit later on, I think. But we're going to start off. I didn't plan anything this week. I like to plan the show because there's some great stuff that I've never heard before that I really like to get in. But I didn't plan. But I was listening to a playlist that I put together today, and I was thinking about this song. I heard this song, Ani DiFranco. Her album, Dilate, came out in the 90s. I don't remember the exact date. And I heard an interview with her recently. It was an anniversary of its release. And Ani was talking about the fact that she was so depressed and so, like, just in it. Like, her heart was, to quote Eleanor McAvoy, if you know her, her heart was as low as only a woman's heart can go. And, man, and you can hear it in this. I just want you to listen to the pain in this. It's real, and it's there's about 10 years that I couldn't actually listen to this song. And we have some Blind Melon later. We're gonna have some Tenacious D, I think, maybe even a little bit of Rush. I don't know. The future is ours to discover. So let's go with this really depressing song by Ani DiFranco.
Thank you. trying to find your underwear, then your socks, and then the door. And you're trying to find a reason why you have to leave. I know it's 'cause you think you're Adam. You think I'm Eve. I mean, really, you would be amazed. Just do me a favor. It's the least that you can do. Just don't treat me like I am something that happened to you.
Thank you. tell me you won't go. Oh, we'd be so good together. We had the time. Be alone is a nowhere state of mind. Ooh, loving ain't no crime. Oh no. See, your man ain't here. He don't.
91.5 WMFO in Medford. Hi. All right, I can't hear myself, which is really weird. Let's sort this out now. Aha. Oh, that's loud. Hey, how you doing? This is 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Boston Worldwide. Hello to those of you living around the world listening in, and hello to those of you who are local, you know, students. I think we got a really tiny footprint here at the station, so maybe those of you within the 3 mile, 4 or 5 mile radius, I don't know. You can hear me. So we have with us in the in the studio DJ Spawn of Sean.
That is loud.
Yeah, well, you know, that's what happens when someone else controls your volume. She wouldn't hear anything, and I was like, oh, there's the knob, and I turned it up, and she's like, whoa.
That's still very loud.
Sorry. Could you say something? All right, we're good enough. I'm not sure exactly why I can't hear her that well, but
I can hear me.
That's why. I know. Here, come here.
Why?
Come here. Because that microphone's not on. Say hi.
Hello.
All right.
Ow, that hurt.
Yeah. So, anyways, so you just heard, anyways, with all this goofing off aside, you just heard Great White with Rock Me. Off Once Bitten, Twice Shy, that is good old-fashioned 1980s rock and roll music, blues-based music. And before that, 1970s, the Rolling Stones with Start Me Up. Blind Melon from the 90s with Toes Across the Floor, and we opened up the set with Ani DiFranco with Adam and Eve. And I want to say hello to Steve listening in Virginia. Thanks for listening. DJ Spawn of Sean's mic isn't working right now, so.
Hello.
There she is. And yeah, so we're going to have, let's see, what do we have next? We're going to, I think we're going to play Tenacious D next, so let's do that. This is Wonder Boy. I love Tenacious D. I love Jack Black's real ability. I said this last week, too. His ability to be able to both satire and tribute rock and roll at the same time. Here we go.
Mucky muck, castle made of clouds. There sits Wonder Boy, sitting oh so proudly. Not much to say when you're high above the mucky muck. Yeah, yeah. Wonder Boy, what is the secret of your power? About young Nasty Man, arch rival and nemesis of Wonder Boy, with powers comparable to Wonder Boy. What powers, you ask? I don't know, how about the power of flight? Does it do anything for you? It's levitation, Holmes. How about the power to kill a yak from 200 yards away? With mind bullets! That's telekinesis, Kyle. How about the power to move you? they formed a band the likes of which had never been seen, and they called themselves Tenacious D. That's right,
me. draw a clear distinction. Who you are, who you were. Through the looking glass where past and future begin to blur. And no one can blame you. They say the world is what you make it. You think, speak, and breathe. And those rules still apply. Stuck in a world of make-believe. Make the best rewards you'll give.
WMFO, Medford, Boston, worldwide online. That was my current favorite band and obsession, Larkin Poe. That song is called Mad as a Hatter, and it's off their release. It's a live album, and I can't think of the name. Can you? Oh, it's right in front of me, isn't it? Look at that. The album is called Paint the Roses, and it's a live album with the New Deco Orchestra. So,
Deco.
New Deco. Like New Art Deco. New Deco.
Okay, that sounds fun.
That sounds fine. DJ Spawn of Sean is here.
Hi.
Hello. How are you? Good to have you aboard. So we're...
Obviously.
Yeah. So we got a late night tonight. We got to head over and pick somebody up at like midnight at somewhere.
Fun times.
Fun times. Good times. Good times. Oh, speaking of good times, I got to do this thing that I got to do. So.
Don't we all?
The number of Americans that die each day from an accidental overdose of prescription drugs. 54. Number of human beings that have died from an overdose of medical marijuana in all of recorded history? 0. A message from the public interest. A message. Hi. Yeah, and I do voiceover for a living. A message in the public interest from WMFO in Medford. Tufts Educational Radio. All right. We only have about 15 minutes left. I know, right?
That's not a lot of minutes.
No, that's actually 17 minutes, 16 and a half. So I'm going to do some Rush. I think I'm going to play some brand new Foo Fighters in this set, if I can find it and get it there. That's right. And and we'll see what else comes up.
The Foo Fighters.
Hey,
yeah. Food
fight. In the meantime, a song that we really need now. A song that was, I don't know exactly when it was released, by Rush, Closer to the Heart. listen to the lyrics. It really is a song that we need now, especially with all the hateful politics and, yeah.
Start to mold a new reality closer to the heart, closer to the heart. Blacksmith and the artist reflected in their art, they forge their creativity closer to the heart. Philosophers and plowmen, each must know his part to sow a new mentality closer to the heart. Yes, closer to the heart. Yeah. Oh. We'll be right back.
then again it will be. Though the course may change sometimes, rivers always reach the sea. But that's all right with me. In the midst, I think of you and how it used to be. We'll be right back.
Can I just tell you how much I love that song? I think that's one of the most underrated Led Zeppelin songs ever. That's ever. That's 10 years gone by Led Zeppelin off the Physical Graffiti album. 1970-ish. Yeah, wow. So it's 8:58. I got one song left. Oh, and we do have a DJ coming in next, which is awesome. So I got one very quick song to play. This is Jackie Wilson with Your Love Keeps Lifting Me Higher. And say goodnight.
Goodnight.
Goodnight, everybody.
Departed, and you know he never showed his face again.